We run a full court press when it comes to these trending topics. Keep it short like Chris Paul and CB, get it poppin'. Common sense ain't common and neither is our opinions. Take a listen to our views to see if you vibe with them. Fresh up on the scene, we're your newest critics. Anything can happen, there's nothing that's off limits. Find out what the hottest tea is today. It's a social smackdown with Yay and Nay.
What's up?
Hey, it's y'all girl, Yay.
And Nay.
On this Friday. I don't know if he did today a little bit.
Same.
I'm just about to start with the She Got Game segment.
Hold up. Always. Take that all the way to back. We about to do this She Got Game segment. You better hype up a little bit, get a little pep, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh, crap. Like, oh, wow. What was that?
I don't know. It sounded right in my head. Okay. We had the second annual NBA Awards this past Monday, where the top players went home with the most sought-out awards. First and foremost, I guess the biggest award tonight, we got to talk about MVP. They gave it to Harden, which, honestly, I'm not surprised, because technically it should be based on like, the regular season. If it was based on the postseason, LeBron would have got it. But it was Harden time to shine, so he got MVP. I ain't even mad. He deserved it. Even though they low-key could have beat Golden State, but we're not going to get on that. I'm a Kevin Durant fan, so I can't even, you know, I look dumb trying to, you know. But people who like you who ain't want to see Golden State in the cap again.
I mean, it would have been nice to put a little switch up. I really was rooting for Boston and Houston. Like, that would have been a nice little
That would have been nice.
Mix, you know?
It's always next year, though. I think next year for sure, if they have a healthy Chris Paul. I don't know. We don't know what's about to happen in the offseason. But we'll get into that in a minute. Rookie of the Year, they gave it to Ben Simmons, which I kind of was surprised about. I thought Donovan Mitchell was going to get it. And Ben Simmons got it. I thought it was kind of like crazy because Ben Simmons was drafted in 2016. Even though this was his first season playing, he had a whole year to watch like professional basketball players play up close while Donovan was still in college. So technically, I think Donovan was a better rookie in my opinion. And it was crazy because on Bleacher Report, which is like this sports whatever, on Instagram, they didn't even acknowledge Jason Tatum, who was another Rookie of the Year nominee. They said Ben Simmons and Donovan Mitchell. I was like, dang, how y'all under a whole player? That's kind of bold. But I think Mitchell should have got it, but Ben Simmons got it. Most improved was Oladipo, and he balled out this year, so he deserved it. The Defensive Player of the Year was Rudy Gobert, and then Coach of the Year, which is crazy because they fired this man, was Dwayne Casey, who we got. So, you know, I ain't even mad about that either. And then today we had news that broke earlier that LeBron has officially opted out of his contract with the Cavs, and he has became a free agent, which is not really a surprise. Okay. Like I said, I think he's going to L.A. Somebody else who nobody really is checking for opted out too, DeAndre Jordan of the Clippers. Nobody really cared, but I thought I would throw that out there. If I got any Clippers listeners, Clippers fans, he opted out of his contract. So it'd be interesting to see where they go and what else unfolds in the free agency period. That was my little take of that. Now I gotta talk about one of my favorite rappers. You know, he dropped his album last night, this morning, whatever.
Is he really a rapper?
Hey. we not about to do that. R&B rapper, pop artist, whatever you want to call him.
He's an entertainer.
Drake. Drizzy, R.B. Granum, dropped Scorpion.
Granum?
I'm tired. Chill. He dropped Scorpion. And it's crazy because I've been seeing a lot of, like, people say it was mediocre and it was average and all of that. But personally, I give it an 8.5. I'm biased. But it's the reason I think some stuff on the album that kind of pushed it over the average mark. I don't think it was his best album, but I don't think it was bad. I think it's better than More Life, in my opinion. And the reason I gave him an 8.5 was because three reasons. The first reason was because Loki, the old Drake, came back on this album.
Like, you know, the sensitive, sentimental, like, the one that put you on your feelings, Drake. You know, the, like, you know, that Drake. Not all the, like,
before the, like, before Thank Me Later, Drake, or, like
it was, like, Thank You Later, Nothing Was the Same, Drake. Like, that whole little, like, it was two songs that put me in my feelings, low-key, and that was Summer Games and Jaded. And, like, I had to realize who I was. You know, halfway through the song, but like I kind of missed that Drake, like when he was just sensitive and sentimental, and like that one I thought it was better than a 7. He also had, you know, that video applies, and he'd be like, "Oh, you mad? Oh, you big mad?" He had that like at the end of 8 out of 10, and I thought that was like funny because he could be a petty, and I was like, "Oh, you petty," but like I like petty, so I like that. And he also had a sample of Aaliyah's "More Than a Lover" on there, and I love Aaliyah. So that automatically, like, made it 8.5 for me. Like, Elevate. You gotta listen to Elevate. I know you're not a Drake stan. Elevate was cool. That was my song. So, 8.5 out of 10. If you think it's average, you average. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. It was cool. He also acknowledged his kid and had several ad-libs and analogies for that. But I'll let y'all listen for that to see if y'all haven't heard it already. The thing I don't understand, though, is why is it a big deal that he has a kid in the first place? Cause, I mean, he's 31. Like, he grown. Like, well, how many men you know 31 that don't have kids? Especially being, like, a playboy. Like, Drake is a playboy.
I guess.
And, like, I guess the biggest criticism was the way the woman he impregnated looked. But everybody know Drake. Well, everybody know Drake loved girls with big booties. And, like, he said it was a one-time thing. But, I mean, if you live by the three, you die by the three. And if you keep shooting a gun and no armor is involved, eventually a bullet is going to strike unless your gun is effective. I mean, why is that surprise? Like, Drake is... He a thought. Like, I don't see why it's a big deal. But that's all I have. Wait, no, I forgot about Let Your Trap Say Amen. I feel like I'm talking a lot. Let Trap Say Amen by Lecrae. I would give that a 7.5 out of 10 simply because I'm not a fan of trap music, and that's really all it was with trap music, even though the name of it is Let the Trap Say Amen.
I was about to say, like, what else were you expecting?
I don't know.
Said, let the, like, trap say
it was,
amen.
It was too hard for me. I'm like, this is some hard Christian rap right here. I like By Chance, though.
It's
By
not
Chance
Christian probably rap. Like,
what
it's
is it?
It's just rap.
Okay.
By a guy that happens to be a Christian.
Okay.
Ask him yourself. He's going to say the same thing.
Like, it was just too hard for me, though. I like By Chance. That was, like, my favorite song on the album. But if you're a fan of trap music, I think you should check it out. If you're not, then you probably not going to like it for real. But I'm going to let you talk about, you know, Tiana's album, because I haven't listened to it.
I've been rocking with Tiana, you know, since my Sweet 16 days. Like, that's been my girl, you know, Google me, baby. Like, but I did have to go back and listen to her project before in 2014. Like, I started listening to that, and I can for sure say that it was not up to par. Like, this album, this Keep That Same Energy, was not up to par with her her previous album in 14. But I feel like that possibly has to do a lot with Kanye, and I think he really limited her. It didn't really seem like she had much freedom from this. I also saw that she posted that this isn't even like the official final project. She's going to be releasing more tracks. I'm not sure when, because we were like, okay, you said the holdup was because of a Lauryn Hill interlude. But we didn't get that, so it was like, where is it at? So
you low-key had, like, zoned out for a minute. Like, you faded out.
How did I fade out?
I don't know.
Where did I fade out at?
You was like, she had posted, and then you, like, stopped talking for, like, 30 seconds, and you came back.
I did not! You did. Oh, my gosh. No, I've been constantly talking. Okay, well, she posted that there's more tracks coming. This wasn't even the full project just yet, because before she mentioned about Lauryn Hill supposed to be having an interlude, and we didn't get that, so we're like, where is that at? So she's like, it's coming, So I guess it's going to be keep that same energy deluxe version. I don't know.
I think I did see that on the Shade Room, and basically I said she wasn't proud of the project, and like it was a lot of pieces missing.
Yeah, and you can tell because it didn't like all the way flow together, especially with Never Would Have Made It and then Work This Pussy. Like, I really was like, seriously, shut up, I was so conflicted because I was gonna be here like, never would have made it. Never would have made it.
That's the reason I didn't listen to it. I had a sister on listening to it. Then I went on Twitter and it kept saying how she went from like 0 to 100 real quick. And like,
it wasn't even 0 to 100. It was like, I was gonna say negative, but that wasn't the negatives. But it was like,
you can't do that.
I was completely cut off guard because it's like literally no break. Like, it literally goes, never would have made it. Never worked this pussy.
I don't know. Is it kind of like, I'm not a fan of like that type of music. Like, I'm not that this pop yo coochie type. That's just not my type of music. That's why I didn't listen to it. I'm like, that's too much. Especially when they say it proceeded in that order. I'm like, nah. Because, like, one thing you all, like, thank God for everything he did. Listen, you know.
Like, my regular shuffle playlist is like that. Like, my music library is regularly like that. But it's more of a, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. And then it'd be like, I'll be in these streets. And then gotta eat.
That's different.
You know what I'm saying? Different. It ain't no straight up like F me real good like this. Like, it ain't none of that. So I just was like, I was like, my ears, Jesus, my ears. But I did realize like that was like her tip to the queer community, I guess. I don't know if I'm using the right term. I apologize.
LGBTQ.
Yeah. But, you know, I seen that they were like, oh, it's cool that she sampled that from, you know, the barroom or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, so that was her nod to them. And, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. And I know she's very, like, you know, involved in certain things like that. So I was like, all right. But I'm never going to get over that. I wish there was a camera on me because I really listened to the album. Like, you know, I always do that. That's why sometimes I have a delayed listening party, because when I listen to an album, I like to try and listen to it, or at least see if I can listen to it beginning to end. And that's kind of what happened with Lecrae's album. I've always been a fan of Lecrae, but like you said, it was just like a lot of trap, and that's not really what I listen to on a regular basis, so it was hard for me to get through it all. I was like, okay, this is gonna get real tired.
You got a slang and dope and everything. I'm like, whoa, all right.
It wasn't even that. It's just I like versatility, and it just got too predictable. I'm like, okay, I was like 4 or 5 tracks in, and I'm like, okay, I already know what's coming out.
Yeah.
So I will give it another listen. I probably will listen to Drake sometime when the hype dies down. That's normally what I do anyway. Like, other than J. Cole or my other favorite artists, like, if you're not like one of my top favorite artists that I'm like talking about all the time, I'm gonna wait till the hype die down to listen to your album. Right.
That makes sense.
That's for sure what I did with Chris Brown. Like, with
haven't heard that.
Heartbreak on a Full Moon.
I have not heard it. It's just too long for me. I'm not like a like big Drake fan. I mean, I'm not a big Chris Brown fan. So I wasn't really like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't. At first when I saw it, I was just like, why would he do this?
Right.
And then I had to do my hair one night. And I was like, you know what? It normally takes me about like 3-4 hours to do my hair. So I was like, I can just put his album on. And I actually ended up finishing my hair before the last song ended, but it was pretty much hand in hand. And when I tell you, I listened to it beginning to end, no skips, straight through, no pauses, no nothing. I was very amazed. I was like, this man knows how to put an album together. I even just recently listened to his older albums, and I'm like, he's always known how to like put an album together. Like, really listening to him, he's a great artist, and I was just like, he's really talented. That's why I wanted to go to the concert, but because it's on my birthday this year. But
again, well, that was Chris, Draco.
That was J. Cole. And then I was like, oh, Chris is gonna be here. Okay, That's but it's gonna be Summer Jams. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. That I'm not.
They getting into all that, right? It'd be too much going on.
For real, I was like, you know what? I don't want to be irritated on my birthday. I'm not doing it. Okay, let's move on because I feel like I took too much time.
Church pet peeves.
Oh God,
I got three. I only wrote three down.
Okay. I mean, I have some, but yours might spark some other ones. Let's see.
All right. You know, I don't know. I feel like it bothers me. Like it mostly be like them old school preachers.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do that little sound, like they just got hit in the gut or something. It was like,
and the Lord said,
I'm like, if you
know, they actually go through training for that.
Bro, are you for real?
I'm so serious. Like, my mom was like, because she said, because both of my parents are ministers, and mm-hmm. they said that they literally take you through classes, like, to learn how to do certain things. I was just like, okay, that just made it even more irritating to me.
Bruh. That, I hate that. Or, like, when they start singing out of nowhere, like, they, like High School Musical or something. Like, mid-sermon.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What sparked that?
This don't even go with the message.
Right. Behold, that's how they move to their next point. I'm like, you go from A to Z with a, I don't know.
Okay.
Man. Or like, okay, I think this is like a universal pet peeve. But like the preacher be preaching for like 3 hours and like 7 seconds, it'd be like super long sermon. And then they finally close it. And then there'd be that one person, like, take your time. Like, took his time. Do you mean?
Like, no. I can dedicate my whole day to God. It don't have to be sitting in this church, though. Or sitting in this building. Like, bro, like, no.
You be hyped. Like, yes, he finally done it. The organist start playing the piano.
And then he gets,
take your time.
Like, no.
I want to thank you. You thank him. You've been thanking him for the last 3 hours. He hears you.
And that 3-hour preacher be the one that be like, I'm about to close. And he done said like 17 times.
They about 12 times.
I won't be before you long. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Why would you even say that? Why would you even say that? You know you about to be up here for a minute. I completely shut down when somebody say that. When they be like, I won't be before you go, I'm like, we're going to be here for a minute. I've had...
Breathe. That's why I be telling them.
But I've literally only experienced one preacher. And she was like, I will not be before y'all long. She's like, I'm going to say what God has for me to say, and I'm going to sit down. She did exactly just that. And you know what? It's always the ones that have a good word.
Yeah.
And you can tell that it's straight from God.
Right.
That be finishing up real quick. And then it's like, it makes you upset, but at the same time, it makes you realize that it doesn't take long for God to do what he got it wanted
exactly.
to do. You know? So it's just like, you can tell when somebody really in themselves or, you know, when they really being used by God. And, you know, there are some long-winded preachers, you know, that still do be doing God's work and everything.
Right.
Because we'd be like, dang, it's 3:00. I couldn't
right.
even tell.
And you ain't know? Even notice. Yeah.
Right. But the ones where you got time to check the clock. Yeah, sit down.
That's why I said, I really. And then when they, like, their message don't really be, I don't even say it don't be good, because you never know. But, it don't be nothing that be like, you know, and they just be doing too much. I'm like, you hooping and hollering more than you like preaching. Like,
they're like, oh, he preached good today. What did he talk about? I don't know, but he preached really good.
Annoying. All right, what's yours? I would always like.
All right, so mine is when someone announces, oh, I'm preaching now. Oh, I'm prophesying now. What were you doing before? Please tell me what you were doing before. Like,
I feel the spirit now hitting me now. Like, right. It wasn't hitting you when you started? Why are you up here?
Like, this is the Lord speaking. Who was speaking before? Didn't you say you was an open vessel?
That was Tyrone 2 minutes ago. This God now.
Right.
What?
I'll be like, bro. Like, you've got to be kidding me. Okay. I'm like, no, it's not. This is straight up you. Because
right.
Like,
God ain't saying that.
Because when it's God, you don't have to announce that it's him. Exactly. We gonna
we
know.
Feel it.
We gonna it. Know. Let me see. I had it, but I lost it. I'm trying not to just go in on the preachers. Oh, okay. This is not only in church, but I can't stand when you ask somebody how they're doing. Blessed and highly favored. No, you're not. You was just crying on Facebook yesterday. Shut up, lying. Blessed and highly favored. You was just gossiping. What you mean? That ain't blessed.
I was talking about why everybody get to, you know, get blessed and talk about you highly flavored, but you over there complaining on Facebook talking about you the always the last one and get the
Sister like, Blueberry if you don't sit down. Girl.
Sister Blueberry.
Oh. Let me see. I would say I hate when you go into like a visiting church or you have a visiting church coming to y'all and it just be like, it irritates me when you can't be unified, like a unified front, because it's just like, we are supposed to be doing the work of the Lord, be one body, so why is it so much dissension amongst everybody? Like, that does not make sense. Like, that really bothers me. Like, I just, yeah. Like, I should be able to walk in your building that you call church, and feel at home, feel comfortable. It shouldn't have to be nothing forced. Like, I just, I don't know.
Loki, yeah. I don't think we're gonna have a part two. Because we are so meaty, and like, we don't have no time to, like, you know.
It's gonna be more of a, you're gonna be sitting in church and you're like, this is what bothers
bro,
me.
Bro, right,
you're
right.
You have to like, write it
bro,
down.
Bro, come Sunday, I'm gonna be like, dang, another one. Another one.
Like, why didn't I say this on the podcast?
Man.
Yeah, I guess it might hit me later and I'm going to be mad. But
exactly. Somebody going to do it and you'll be like, bruh.
Yeah. Watch, we going to end the podcast and I'm going to be like, that's what it was. But it's
we're going to do a part two.
Yeah.
Probably when we introduce our, you know, our bi-weekly, bi-podcast co-host. So she probably will have some. I know she going to have some. We still got to do the training for her, though.
Yeah, we got to get her, what is
we gotta
it?
We got to get her right.
I caught it up. What did I call a briefing?
Because we ain't trying to have no hour and a half podcast.
As my dad says when he is introducing any speaker, he like, hey, I need you to follow the 5B. Be brief, brother, be brief.
We ain't going in detail. Chill.
Like, just surface, all right,
we're going to do our last little segment. We got 22 minutes, so we ain't going to, like, you know, keep y'all off all night. Even
man, we going to 30 like, minutes, so we might as well take it to 30, because we already
I said that. I said our last segment. We're going to do, like, I guess for y'all to get to know us better if you don't know us.
Just a little bit.
Get to know the host. Are we only want to do, like, two questions each, or, like, one question? I don't know how we're going to do this.
You mean like going back to back?
Or? Yeah, like how many questions you about to do?
Well, you didn't tell me which numbers you wanted to do.
I'm just gonna do it randomly. I'm just gonna do two questions, you two questions, and we'll call it a day. I go first. Let me find one. Let me find a good one. We might have to do a part two on this one too, low key. Or people can just ask us. Whatever y'all want
to do. You think the question's gonna take that long? That we only gonna do four?
I don't know. We're just gonna go with it.
All right, let's go.
All right. Do you believe in soulmates? I should never do a deep one. Do you believe in soulmates?
Which one did you get that from? Soulmates.
The first screenshot. The deep one.
It said soulmates. Super deep.
Number
35. Do I believe in soulmates? Yes, I do. I believe in soul ties, so I feel like
soulmate,
of course it would go along with that. I think, like, romantically, like, it is very, like, people be like, oh, that's my soulmate. But it's, like, really, I think people just, like, be putting a title on anything because it sounds good.
Right.
When it's your soulmate, like, that's your rib, bro. Like, if it's a dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's your rib.
I don't know. I feel like soulmates can be in the form of friends, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't
that's
know
what I'm
it's
saying.
Always
that's,
a romantic content.
I said that. I said no, I believe like, in, like, across the board, but I was saying, like, specifically in a romantic
I was piggybacking on what you were saying.
I wasn't being limited, but
because like people do like you said use that like you loosely like oh this is my soulmate or whatever. It's like,
and it's like partially that can be true like for a certain thing, but it don't mean like overall like that's the person who you truly your soul fully aligns with, you know?
Exactly. Like, to be honest, I don't believe it's only one person for everybody. I feel like it's multiple. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think, you know, people are like, oh, this the one. I don't believe in the one. Because I feel like God wouldn't put that a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's somebody who, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Give me like 30 years. I tell y'all. So, you know, but go ahead. Yo, it's you.
Since you want to go deep, shoot. What is something from your childhood that has shaped you into the person you are today?
Growing up in the hood, it's like, nah,
that is not deep.
No, that's like partially true though, because I feel like I seen so much at a young age that I know better now. Like, I know what not to do now. Like, I was lucky, not a bad kid, but like, I was just around like a lot. It was like a lot going on when I was younger. Like, we used to play ding dong ditch, all of that. Like, breaking glass bottles against people. It was bad. Like, taking glass bottles, breaking it against people's houses and stuff. Just, you know, and I just seen a lot, like, at a young age. But, like, I feel like that, like I said, that helped me. But I don't know. That would be the biggest thing. Because I'm not dumb. Like, I know not to be nosy in certain instances. If you feel what I'm saying. And just stay in your lane, mind your business. Worry about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, we're not doing okay.
We're not doing back to back. Pick a different question.
Okay. Nah, that's too much.
But you looking at the raunchy?
Yeah.
All of those.
My eyes went there. I'm like, nah. Who do you think has the largest influence on you to the person you are today?
Myself, no, but low key though, I've spent a lot of time with myself over the years, but I would probably say my oldest brother. He's kind of been like, my mom said he's been conspiring with me since I was in the womb. Like, he would always be like talking to me, you know, from the outside, you know, getting me ready. Mm-hmm. And then when I got here, we always like clown together and stuff. So I would say he's had a huge influence on my life, positively and negatively. I experienced a lot of my like illegal first with this guy. He told me, "I'd rather you do it with me than anybody else. You know, you get caught up and stuff." I'm like, "All right, bro." So. Thanks to him, I've been introduced to illegal substances and stuff. But I do actually, like, I do appreciate it, though, because, you know, he did. He was very informative. He was like, look, just like this, you don't want it. You know, get it like that. I'm like, all right, bro. But, yeah, so he's had, I would say he had the biggest influence on who I am. He's shown me what to do and not to do and all of that stuff.
Okay. Your move.
What the heck?
What?
Why was your voice so deep?
No, I had some. My throat did something weird. Chill. Chill, Craig, chill.
You got that from the other one?
From what?
That question.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. I should have been looking.
I had to go with number 35 because I'm just extra.
You said 35.
Yeah. Well, yeah, girl. Not. I got on the first one. Number 35.
I must have deleted it. Hold on. Nah.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You said number 5. Okay. What is your favorite quality about your best friend?
You irritate me. You're annoying. Who said I had one? Who said I even liked you? Like,
wow!
Like, no. I kid. I don't know. I guess just like.
You know, you are uninvited to my sleepover.
I ain't want to go anyways.
Yes, you did. No, really? But I guess just how you just, like, your advice. Like, you're very... What's the word I'm looking for?
What?
I know. You would never thought that, would you?
No, but, like, your advice. I think it's, like, you just very blunt and, like, you tell her, like how it is. Even though at the time, like, it be moments where I, like, don't be liking it. Like, low-key, I be checking the attitude. I be wanting, like, you know, snap on you. But, like,
I take it, and then, like, I use it. I put it in my brain, my piggy bank, and use it later. So I think that's, like, your honesty, your advice, your bluntness. Because I feel like if you got a friend or anything, don't sugarcoat nothing, y'all. Y'all got to learn how to be real and honest.
Like, hurt their feelings now, and y'all laugh later.
Right. Sugarcoating don't help. Especially, like, you would, like, look back a few months later, oh, bro, they was right. Like, I had so many of those moments. Like, she was right. Like, should have said, you could have saved me. Anyways.
Last question. We would do one more, or
if you want to. I mean, we approaching the 30. It hit one 30, more. We might as well go.
One more. How many children do you want, and why?
How many children do I want?
Yeah.
Really, I'm good with one. I could possibly go for two. I kind of want twins, so you know, two would be bomb.
Oh, girl.
Three is my max. I really want boys, though. I really don't want no girls. So if I have a girl first, I probably won't have no more kids. Because if I try again and then have another girl, I'm gonna really be pissed. So
you can low key go to like one of the people's. I can't think of them right now. And like you can see what you have. Like they can. Well, they would have to test this. It like yeah. It's based off the man. So they have to like test his sperm and see if he can have like males.
That yeah. kind of. Because and then some people even say it depends on like the intensity of. The you know moment and you know
certain, yeah,
like
that.
Positions and stuff, but I don't know. I feel like I don't know.
Social SmackDown after dark,
and that was raunchy right there. No, but
I kept it clean,
barely.
I said the intensity of the point. Moment. Intensity
said,
of the
you,
moment.
You said a P word.
Positions.
Positions.
Bro, be positioned in the kitchen or the. Living room.
You know? I got how you position at work.
I don't. What?
You said a position in the kitchen.
I just was saying like.
Why?
Whoa. I was using position in any context. Where did you get that question from?
I don't know. I just picked the first question. It was on there.
Okay.
Number six. Number I did number six and number 35. That's crazy. The top two in the league.
Wow.
Okay, no, LeBron, like, he's not six no more. He's 23. I don't know who number six that's, like, afforded. But we done. Bro, I just gotta get up early for work tomorrow. That's kind of weird on a Saturday. I'm gonna have to go to bed soon, y'all. I don't go to bed early. So.
Like, yeah.
Not this early.
Okay. Like, yeah.
Dang. It'll at least be the next day. But anyways. We're done. We said what we came to say.
We finished the podcast for today.
Oh, we'll do a freestyle Friday. It's like, no, we ain't ready. The bar's not even, like, flowing right now. They did.
Super dead. But had to put them in the casket.
We'll be back next week, hopefully. Like, we always say hopefully. We really don't be knowing, y'all. Like,
no, this Friday came back super quick. I'm like, dang,
bro.
Friday already?
I know. I'm like, oh my god, we just did one. It's I don't know. We're gonna try to stay consistent, but we don't really know how life about to like what's about to happen because we both just about to you know taking our new ventures in life. But we're gonna try to post like weekly Fridays. So listen out on Fridays. If not, we'll let y'all know probably via social media or you can just ask one of us when we post the next one.
We don't ask me nothing.
Bro, hit up names. I'm asking y'all be low key stressing me out. There's still so much. It's still like two guests I need on the show that I haven't put on the show yet. So yeah. That's to come. I'm just trying to figure that out. Really just because like I said, when we introduce our third host, I don't know if that would be too much having her and a guest. You know what I'm saying? It's just like stuff we gotta do. But like I said I'll do it in like 5 minutes when I'm still talking. But signing off. Bye.
Peace.